present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us for a second week at the Wickham Swan in the Buckinghamshire town of High Wycombe. The town is rightly famous for its wealth of splendid buildings. In the 1890s, the unconventional architect Gaudi devised his organic facade style, developing this genre to its ultimate incarnation in his sensational plans for the dreamlike Templa Sagrada Familia. With its massive encrusted towers and swooping majestic visions of fabulous animals. He then decided that neo-Catalan revisionism looked out of place next to Woolworths in the High Street. So he went off and built it in Barcelona. The area first attracted pilgrims in the Dark Ages, when the sick came to take the waters of the local holy wells, which they believed could cure their blindness. This practice had to stop when, despite the warning signs, the deep wells became blocked by the many who'd fallen down in them. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And on my right, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And eager to do her bit for the teams on the desk next to me, please welcome our scorer, the most fragrant Samantha. Let's start with historical headlines, where we take a fond look back at those days of yore. Before the advent of newspapers, teams, many varied methods of disseminating news were employed. For example, important messages were sent attached to arrows by the African pygmy tribes in the high grass plains. The most common by far was, "Where the hell are we?" Teams, I'd like you to suggest for us how today's newspapers and other periodicals might have reported historical events of great moment. And the event is, "The Druids Build Stonehenge." Graham, will you start, please?
Yes, from the Wiltshire Gazette. Roof of Salisbury Dome blows off.
Jim.
Melody Maker. Stones stop touring.
Barry.
This is from The Sport.
Oh, yeah.
Pop-up corn circles sensation.
Jeremy.
This is from the Building Times. Balfour Beatty insists circle will be ready for Midsummer's Eve.
There's another one here from The Sport.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Oh. Yes, it says, "Giant set of alien false teeth ate my virgin."
Daily Telegraph. Outrage as pile of stones wins Turner Prize.
One here from The Guardian, from Corrections and Clarifications.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yesterday's headline, "Pests Welcome the Solstice." Should have read, "Priests, welcome the sausage."
Let's try another. This time the event is Charles Darwin publishes The Origin of Species. Tim, will you please start this one?
Monkey news. Darwin's findings offensive.
From the Daily Mail. Did our ancestors come down from the trees? See Paul Johnson on page 14.
Catholic Herald. Oh, bugger.
And there's one from the Guardian Corrections and Clarifications column. Yesterday's headline, "Bishops tickle Darwin's monkey theory." Should have read, "Bishops tackle Darwin's donkey, Terry."
The teams are going to sing along with some records now in Pickup Song. Samantha.
sure.
Samantha kindly took all 14 members down into the gramophone archive earlier to help choose their songs. It's quite cramped down there, but she managed to squeeze them in two abreast. The first singer's disc is ready, and I noticed Samantha's left it out, ready to be given a spin. Each player should sing along and then continue solo when, at my signal, she turns the volume down. If on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original teams, I'll be awarding points, and points mean what they drink in pubs in Somerset. What do points mean? This week's prize is just the thing to clear those annoying balls of fluff that so often accumulate in the belly button. It's this naval decongestant spray. OK, Barry, you're going to start, and I'd like you to accompany Frank Sinatra singing You Make Me Feel So Young.
Oh, good.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual the moment that you speak. I want to go play hide and seek. I want to go and bounce the moon just like a toy balloon. You and I are just like a couple of tots running across a meadow, picking up lots of forget-me-nots.
You make me feel so young.
OK, it's your turn now, Tim. Will you please accompany the Monkees singing Daydream Believer?
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaving razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and
okay, it's you now. You now, Graham. Would you please accompany Mandy Miller singing Nelly the Elephant?
A traveling circus came. They brought an intelligent elephant, and Nelly was her name. One dark night, she slipped her iron chain, and off she ran to Hindustan, and was never seen again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three. Oh, Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and said goodbye to the circus.
Goodbye.
Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump. Nelly the elephant packed a trunk and trundled back to the jungle. Off she went with a trumpety trump, 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 trump.
Never seen again.
God, and finally, Jeremy, would you please accompany Buddy Holly singing his lovely True Love Ways?
Of course.
Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways.
Go for it, Jezza.
Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry.
Boarding at gate 3.
And you know why. just you and I, no true love waves. Throughout the day, our true love waves will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh
with those who care.
Okay, let's try something else. Anything else. The next game is a quickie round, giving ample time for the teams to give vent to their full acting range. It's called Sound Charades, and it's played in tribute to that great TV show, Give Us a Clue, where the players conveyed a film title without speaking and within a strict time limit. The undisputed mime maestro was, of course, Lionel Blair, and who can forget the look of relish in his face when he was given 2 minutes on The African Queen? In the original game, the players weren't allowed to speak. However, we found that didn't work at all well on radio, and so we've allowed the teams to speak. And then we found that this didn't work at all well. Never mind. Barry and Graham, you're going to start, please, and your title will shortly be displayed to the audience via laser display. For listeners at home, here's the mystery voice.
The Grinch. The Grinch.
This is a film.
It is. Two words.
Two words. Off we go.
Here we go.
Hamish!
Yeah, Dougal. Oh, you'll have had your tea.
Well, as a matter of fact, but... Oh, no, I see you're having a meal, your festive lunch there.
Yes. Pull up a kilt and sit down.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my word, what a magnificent bird.
Thank you.
But it's not a turkey, is it?
Oh, no, it's not a turkey.
Pheasant?
No, it's no a pheasant.
McNugget?
No. No. This is unique. It's a rare cross, the result of a grouse. A grouse, oh. Mark you. Mating with a wee finch.
Oh. Jings, that's a one-off.
That's just what the finch said.
Poor wee soul brings the tears to your eyes. But what do you call it? A frouse?
Oh, no. Quite the reverse.
Oh.
Last tango in Paris.
Oh, so close.
Could it possibly be the Grinch?
Yeah. Oh!
Right, your turn, Tim and Jeremy. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board, and here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
The Sopranos. The Sopranos.
So what is it?
It's television.
Television, two words.
Two words, and it goes something like this.
Hey, you! You talking to me? Yeah, you! Mezzo! Nobody calls me Mezzo. What do they call you?
Shorty.
Okay, Shorty, I got a job for you.
What kind of job?
Saturday morning, it's a wedding.
You sure it's a wedding? I don't want no funeral.
Ain't gonna be no funeral. What if someone sings? You're supposed to sing, like a canary.
I ain't no f***ing canary.
Listen, you gotta sing, oh, for the wings of a dove.
You f***ing with me.
No, I ain't f***ing with you, you f***ing.
The end of our careers.
Whatever it is, it's a good edit.
Sopranos.
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 You bleep with the fishes.
We come now to what's known in modern broadcasting parlance as a landmark event. So welcome to our spectacular, brand new round, the Quiz of Quizzes. Right, fingers on buzzers, teams. How many legs have donkeys? Hang on, somebody at the door. Samantha, could you go and see to it? Okay. Right, carry on. Tim.
Four.
Tim says four. Barry and Graham?
Ooh. Higher.
No.
Higher.
No, are you sure? Higher. No, I don't think it's lower.
Lower.
You say lower. Well, the right answer is that no legs have donkeys. So you were right to go lower. And Tim gets 10 points. Tim. Tim, question or nominate?
Nominate Graham.
No, the right answer is nominate Barry. You lose 10 points. Barry, what's the first letter of the word aardvark? Is it A, B, C, or D?
Oh, can I go 50-50, Hump?
All right. Computer, take away one wrong answer and one right answer. Barry, you have two wrong answers left. Which do you go for?
Can I phone a friend?
All right, if you must. Who are you calling?
Ian.
Hello?
Ian, this is Humphrey Littleton from Radio 2's Best of Jazz. Now, I know you can't... I know you can't see the show.
Yes, I can.
Why? Where are you?
I'm here. I'm in the audience.
Well, you were told to switch off your mobiles before the recording. Please switch yours off now.
Oh, sorry.
Barry.
Ian... Ian, what's the first... Ian? Hello, he's gone.
Aardvark, does it start with C or D? Take your time. Take your time.
I'll ask the audience.
All right, go on then. No. Switch them all off. Barry, you're out of time. But let's see what our survey said. Jeremy, your turn.
Can I have one off the top row and five little ones, please?
Okay. There you are. That's one Dundee cake and five macaroons. And your target is... Toad in the Hole. Well?
No, I've only got Toad in the Blender.
Well, three away, but that's only 2 points. Graham, your turn, and it's time for What Happens Next.
Okay.
Well...
Well, what?
What happens next?
I don't know. I've never played this before.
Have a guess.
Well, what's supposed to happen next?
The what happens next round.
Well, what happens in that?
I'm asking you.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've never heard this before. I mean, I come here in all good faith. I don't know what's supposed to happen. I'm not sure what's been going on so far anyway. I've no idea.
And Graham was talking when the whistle went. So you lose 10 points. Well, teams, at the end of that round, you've banked a miserable 72p out of a possible £10,000. Who is letting you down? It's time to vote for who you think is the weakest link.
Anne Robinson.
I'd have to say Anne Robinson as well.
Tim, why Anne Robinson?
Exactly.
Well, Anne Robinson, you are the weakest link. Goodbye. We have a musical round next. Called Musical Families. It's quite remarkable how many singing acts involve members of a family. We think of the Everly Brothers, the Nolan Sisters, the Osmonds. Coincidentally, pianist Colin Sell was once mistaken for a member of the Partridge family. It took him nearly 3 weeks to pick the lead shot out of his back. OK, teams, let's create some new musical families of our own. Barry, you can start. I'd like you to sing Rod Stewart's song Sailing in the style of Rod's distant relative, the actor James Stewart.
I'm sailing. I'm sailing. Still looking for that sound. Home again. Across the sea. I'm sailing stormy waters to be near you, to be free. I'm flying. I once played Lindbergh. You probably saw it. It's usually on TV in the afternoon. I'm flying. Passing high clouds, and that's pretty painful. To be with you, who can say? I'm off of my scooter now.
Jeremy, now, I'd like you to sing Tom Jones' big hit, Kiss, in the style of his little Welsh nephew, Aled.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. Just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn.
My hormones are kicking in, I think.
Don't need experience to turn me out.
I've got air under my arms now.
You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. Don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. Just want your extra time and your kiss.
Graham, I'd like you to sing Louis Armstrong's It's a Wonderful World in the style of his cousin several times removed, the astronaut Neil Armstrong.
I see trees of green. Red roses too. I see them blossom for me and for you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful moon. Copy, Houston. I see skies of blue and clouds of white. The bright, blessed day and dark, sacred night. And I think to myself, Houston, we have a problem.
And finally, Tim, I'd like you to sing Queen's We Are the Champions in the style of Her Majesty the Queen.
We've paid our dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime. And bad mistakes, one's made a few, but I've had my share of sand kicked in my face, but I've come through. But Charles, I intend to go on and on and on and on, 'cause we are the champions, my subjects. And we'll go on reigning till the end, 'cause we are the champion. One is the champion. Time for losers, that's you, Fergie, 'cause we are the champion of the Commonwealth. Philip, don't do that, please. No, not now, please. No.
Well, I notice it's very nearly the end of the show, but there's still time for the teams to suggest some chat-up lines for minority groups. So, teams, your suggestions, please, of chat-up lines that might suit dogs, where they're able to speak.
Fancy a bit of rough?
I promise I won't ask you to do anything I can't do myself.
Fancy doing it human style?
Since you ask, I am a pointer, but I'm pleased to see you as well.
My aftershave? Oh, it's just a little toilet water.
Sit, lie down. I wish it was always this easy.
I know, yeah. A great place to eat. Honestly, it's the dog's bollocks.
Let's paint the town pale yellow.
Fetch your stick, you've pulled.
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the plastic cup of time fails to emerge from the vending machine of destiny and the scalding coffee substitute of fate splashes onto the unsuspecting crotch of eternity... I notice it's the end of the show, and indeed the series. But our regular teams will be back again in the spring, and what would the show be? What would the show be like without four top-class comedians? Tune in next year to find out. So, from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the fine folk of High Wycombe, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garvin, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.